Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. We got about 3 minutes to go before the start of the boys' game between your Warriors and the Scio Loggers. And this is not a game where the Warriors should really struggle, but I know Coach Nelson, if you listen to the interview with him at halftime of the girls' game, there'll be some things he really wants to see in this game. He wants to see ball movement. He wants to see the offense get run and have some patience and some trust between teammates. Taking the good looks that you have, but not forcing those and not feeling like you have to take the first look that you get. Defensively, he's going to want to see people stay out of foul trouble, not get over-anxious to make plays, play within themselves defensively, play good fundamentally sound defense, do a really good job on the boards, I think, tonight also. He's going to be looking for guys to be being fundamentally sound. Sometimes when you have an athletic mismatch, it's easy to not be as fundamentally sound as you should be, boxing out, holding your position longer, taking your time on offense, because you feel like you can get whatever you want whenever you want it. And I know Coach Nelson wants them to be disciplined and really work on those things that will carry them through against a better opponent. Scio comes into this game with a let me pull up that here, and I will tell you where Scio is here record-wise. It's not good. I have to scroll a long ways down the screen here to find them on the OSA rankings. Scio comes into this 1-4. They got a win against a 2A school, St. Paul, and then lost to Crestwell, Sandy Am, Neocani, and Chamawa. Sandy Am, the Warriors played Sandy Am last night. Sandy Am's not a bad team. Sandy Am, though, beat this Logger squad by 35 at Sandy Am. So this should be a game the Warriors are able to get out in front early, stay in front. Sometimes there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. I know Coach Nelson wants them to be a disciplined team that does this the right way. We got about a minute to go here before the start of the game. In earlier action, Umatilla crushed Jervis here at the Warrior Classic. And I'll pull that up for you here. Umatilla ranked fifth in the state coming into tonight's action, defeated Jervis 83-51 here. And I'll tell you, if the Warriors get out of here, knock off Scio and play Umatilla tomorrow, that is a must-see or listen-to game. Umatilla gets up and down the floor as fast as any 3A team I've seen since I've been here in 6 years of basketball. And I say that with a caveat, the best I've ever seen. There was a 1A school in North Powder a number of years ago that ran better than any team I've ever seen in my life for high school basketball. I've just never seen a team get up and down the floor as fast as North Powder Badgers could. And they had a couple of college athletes on there playing at a 1A school. They rebounded the ball well through incredible outlet passes. Everybody ran the floor, and they finished with high flying. They had a couple of guys that throw it down in the half court, let alone in the full court. I mean, it was usually a four or five dunks a game in that 1A level when you would see this team play. And they won a state title that year. Since then, though, this Umatilla team probably runs as well as anybody I've seen. They have very quick guards. They push the ball well, and everybody fills the lanes and runs. And that's really the secret to having a good running team is everybody runs. It fills the lanes. The trailer gets where they're supposed to be, and all five guys do their job. But that's tomorrow night, hopefully. First, we've got to take care of the Scio Loggers. Warriors getting introduced now. The Warriors will start their normal five. Sam White, Jason Nelson, Zach Blake, Kodiak Yeager, and Tyler Parr. For the Scio Loggers, they will start number 10, Lucas Benau, 6'2 senior. Garrett Harrison, a 6'2 sophomore. Lance Grossman, a 6'1 junior. Nathan Yoder, a 5'11 senior. And Hunter Gray, a 5'11 sophomore. So Benau, Harrison, Grossman, Yoder, and Gray for the Loggers. Blake, Nelson, White, Yeager, and Parr for the Warriors. All right. Ready to get rolling here. Warriors, of course, coached by Scott Nelson, the head coach of the Loggers, is a young guy by the name of Jesse Garrig Hagerly. So probably in his late 20s, maybe, at tops. If he's 30, I'd be surprised. All right. Jaeger set to jump center with Garrett Harrison. Harrison, they've got him. Okay. So now this is kind of a joke because they've got Harrison listed at 6'2 in the program. They have number 11 listed at 6'2 in the program. And he's a good 3 inches shorter than Kodiak Jaeger. So I didn't know we had a 6'5 kid on the floor, but if you go by the program, we do. Harrison with the ball, works it down in the corner. They find a cutter, and we've got a foul. The cutter was Yoder, and the foul, I think, going to be on Blake, his first. And Zach got himself in a little foul trouble yesterday and ended up having to spend some time on the pine in the first half, had 3 in the first half. Bounce pass in. Nelson with a block. Ball recovered by Gray. He goes out in the corner, and there's a three-point attempt by Grossman. He misses. Gray with the rebound. Back out to Grossman. Now swings it over to Harrison. Harrison works off a screen by Yoder. Penetrates in right side. Throws a wild over-the-head pass intended for Gray, and it ends up out of bounds. He threw the ball up from the corner, and it went in, but that doesn't really matter. All right. Warriors with their first possession of the game. Blake, left corner, 3. Boom! Just like that. We are on the scoreboard, 3-0 Warriors. A little quick offense there for the Warriors. Harrison with the ball. Works off a Yoder screen. Cuts back to his right. Now leaves it for Benow. Benow back to Harrison. Harrison swings it left side to Grossman. Grossman, top of the key, steps back. 22-footer, no good. Ball tipped by Blake, and Nelson couldn't come down with it. Zach trying to tip it over to Jason. Jason was going for the ball at the same time, couldn't corral it. 3-0 here early for the Warriors. Yoder to trigger this in, looking for somebody to get it into. And we get a five-second call. Pretty quick five-second call there, too. But people aren't cutting. And so Grossman had nowhere to go, or Yoder had nowhere to go with the ball. Nelson brings it up the floor, throws it right side to Parr. Parr lobs it down low to Jaeger. Jaeger for a cutter. Nelson for the lay-in. Just like that. That's some good ball movement and people movement. We talk about it all the time. That's what you need. And that time the ball movement was excellent. When Nelson cut to the basket, it was perfect. They go into the high post to Yoder. He turns, kicks it out. There's a three-point attempt by Benow. He misses. Rebound by White on the weak side. White behind his back at the to the half-court line. There's a cross-court pass from Nelson to Parr. Parr tries to dump it down low to Jaeger. Probably just should have taken that one up and shot it. Ball goes out of bounds. Gray brings it up for the Loggers. Gray throws it over to Harrison. Harrison on the right wing kicks it out to Yoder. He pops out. They go left side. There's a three-point attempt missed by Grossman. Nelson with the rebound, ahead to Parr. Parr pulls up. Now he finds Jaeger cutting to the basket, lays it up and in. Kodiak Jaeger with a nice dive to the hoop down the right side of the lane, and a good pass from the quarterback, Tyler Parr, finds him for an easy one there. Inside pass, missed shot. Nice cut to the basket there by Gray, but he couldn't make the finish the shot. Nelson ahead to Zach Blake. Blake pulls up, misses the three, and Harrison high for the board. Harrison to Gray. Gray will bring it up slowly here. Working against White. Swings it back to Harrison by the center circle. Harrison works off a Yoder screen. Goes right down the right side. Lays it up and in. No help defense there. And Garrett Harrison gets all the way to the rim. 7-2 Warriors. White ahead to Nelson. Down on the low post to Jaeger on the left side. Back out to Nelson. Fakes three. Goes baseline back to Jaeger. Jaeger lays it up and in. Nice pass by Nelson to find Jaeger right at the rim. A little penetration on the baseline, drew some defense, kicked it to the open man. So cut down low, short turnaround jumper by Gray. He put the brakes on, let Nelson fly by, and then popped a little five-footer there. Warriors up 9-4. Blake fakes the three, penetrates in. Parr for three on the right side, buries it. Tyler Parr, the quarterback, with the three-pointer off of the Blake penetration. Joe McNulty was headed in there to congratulate everybody. He thought there was a timeout being called. He was halfway out on the floor. Everybody pulling him back. It was just that the net was up. We got new nets in here. And if you shoot the ball perfectly, get that good backspin on it, swish it in there, it will flip the net up, catch it on the rim. That's what Tyler Parr just did. Parr with his first basket of the game. 12-4 Warriors. Harrison out at the top of the key. Jaeger jumps out off of the screen. Harrison into the lane, pulls up from about 8 feet, and knocks it down. Harrison with his second basket, he's got 4. Parr, ahead to Nelson on the left side. Left corner, 3 for Blake. A little strong. Ball tipped and brought down by Grossman. Grossman to Gray, 12-6 Warriors, 4.5 minutes to go first quarter. Bounce pass into the high post. This is Slusser into the game. He hands off to Lefebvre. I'm going to go Lefebvre on this. And we've got a foul away from the ball in the low post. It's going to be Sio Ball on the baseline. Tyler Parr with the foul, his first, second team foul on the Warriors. Grossman to trigger it in. Gray to trigger it in. He finds Slusser cutting to the basket. Slusser, a 6'4", big body, and he gets the basket with the left hand. White is going to pick up a foul on Lefebvre on the drive, and that'll be Warrior basketball side out of bounds right here in front of the Logger bench. Warriors working right to left in front of the scorer's table here. Loggers in their black uniforms with orange trim, a little bit of white piping, and orange letters, numbers. Parr, three-pointer right side, no good. Blake with the putback. Zach Blake with the offensive rebound and the putback. He's got five, and he leads all scorers. 14-8 Warriors. Harrison with it, working on Nelson, 11-on-11. Right there, Harrison behind his back, picks up his dribble, changes pivot foot, got away with it. Swings it to Grossman. Grossman goes left, penetrates hard, flips it up and in with the left hand. That was a nice drive. That wasn't Harrison, that was Grossman. Nice drive by Grossman. Caught the defense a little unaware. 14-10 Warriors, and we've got a timeout, 30-second variety. So we will stay here. Nope, we're going to have a full timeout, so we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
99W, as in Enners Newberg, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newberg Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge.
All right, so that was a 30-second timeout. The Warriors headed to the bench to sit down, so I thought they had called a fall timeout. The official rushed over there and told them, nope, just a 30, so you got to stand back up. Warrior basketball up four. Nelson, right angle, on top to Yeager. Yeager flips it to White. White takes his first shot of the game and buries a three-pointer from the left angle. Sam White gets on the scoreboard. 17-10 Warriors, just like that. 3.5 minutes and counting to go here in the first quarter. Harrison working on Nelson, penetrates right. Nelson cuts him off, steps back, little fade, misses that one. White gets the rebound ahead to Blake on the left wing. Back to White, top of the key. Back to Blake, left angle three, buries it. Zach Blake and Sam White playing a little two-man game. And the Warriors swishing the net again. Got these bad nets, Steve. I don't know where we get these things. Either that or we're just too good of shooters, one of the two. Too good of shooters. If you catch a little rim as it goes in, that doesn't happen. Or if you bank it. If they'd start banking those three-pointers, we wouldn't have a problem with the net. Warriors up 20-10, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. White with a tip. Grossman gets it to Harrison. Harrison penetrates in, dishes it off to Slusser. Slusser lays it up and in. He's got two. Kevin Slusser, just an opportunistic big guy getting some garbage there. He's got two baskets. 20-12 Warriors. Blake, left wing, out on top to Parr. They go into Yeager. Swing it right side. And that is a partial block there on a White three. I think Harrison got a piece of it. Grossman with it. Works up the left side. White cuts him off. Harrison at the top of the key with it now. Works right on Blake. A 2-3 zone for the Warriors now. They'll extend it a little bit when you have the ball. Grossman puts up an awkward-looking three, and it goes out of bounds. Nope, not quite out of bounds. Good save by Lefebvre. Save to the Warriors. White with it on the right wing. Gives to Parr. Parr starts to penetrate. Goes to Blake. Blake, 23-footer left side. Buries it. Zach Blake showing his range tonight. He's got 11 in the first quarter. Squaring those shoulders. Getting himself set. And he gets a poke. Almost gets a steal. Ball's loose. Harrison gets it back. Harrison back across half court now with it. Gives the ball to Benal back in the game. And they go into Slusser. And Slusser changed his pivot foot when Yeager put some pressure on him. Three subs into the game for the Loggers. Warriors basketball up 23-12. Been the Zach Blake show here in the first quarter. Three-pointers and a two-point basket for 11. Blake with it, left wing, back to White. White and Blake, Blake catch. Blake fakes the deep three, now gives it to White. White, 22-footer right angle, no good. Jason Nelson with the offensive rebound. Back to White. White wanted to go to Yeager. It was a little late in the recognition and backs it out. Yeager was open for a split second, but White didn't have the ball and the look at the same time. Blake, left angle, fakes the three to Parr, back to Blake. They play some catch out there. Swing it right side to Nelson. Now the high post to Parr. Parr muscle it up, and he's going to draw a foul as he starts to turn the corner and go towards the basket. Foul's going to be on number 25. That's Darren Tibbs, 6'2", senior. 23-12 Warriors, 1:21 to go first quarter. Two team fouls on both teams now. White will inbound, left baseline. Left side of the key on the baseline underneath their own basket. He gets it out to Blake, way out top. Blake goes left corner to White. White going against a 2-3 zone here. Throws in the high post now to Yeager. Cross court to Nelson. Penetrates in, pulls up from the corner of the foul line and misses that one. Rebound to the Loggers. Gray will bring it up the floor. 1 minute now left to go in the first quarter. Good offensive first quarter for the Warriors. Defense could be a little bit better. They work it into the high post. He dribbles down to the left, scoops it up with the right hand, misses, and White with the rebound. That was Benal with the miss. White, top of the key, swings it to Parr. Parr, 21-footer, rattles the cage and drops it in. Tyler Parr with a three, 26-12 Warriors. This was a 14-10 game. The Warriors on a 12-2 run to close out this quarter right now. Yoder with it, finds Gray underneath. Gray misses the shot. Parr changed the trajectory of it a little bit as he went to shoot. Brian Hatch going to come into the game. There's a foul on Tibbs for the Loggers, their third team. McNulty in for Parr and Hatch in for Nelson. White, Blake, and Yeager still on the floor for the Warriors. seconds and counting. White will back it out. Talking to Coach Nelson on the sideline. 11 now. Seconds to go. Warriors into the offense they want to be in. Brian Hatch on the right wing. Throws it back door. Left corner. Blake for three. No good off the back of the rim. Yeager chases it down. Puts up a desperation 18-footer just off the side of the rim. Good effort there by Kodiak and good awareness. End of the first quarter. Warriors up 26-12. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Start of the second quarter here with the Warriors up 14-26-12. Did it on the back of Zach Blake with 11. Three three-pointers for him. Tyler Parr with 6 on a couple of threes. Kodiak Yeager with 4. White with 3. And Jason Nelson with 2. So all 5 starters getting involved in the scoring there. And Zach Blake just on fire from three-point range. Missed one there right at the end of the first quarter. Had a good look on a nice play that gave him a chance to get a good look at a 3. Just side-rimmed it. White, top of the key, flips it to Blake. Blake, 23-footer, right side, buries it! And I got Steve Morris sitting to my right here. He's going to put a headset on anytime so he can talk to me and tell me what he thinks about this. He says, no, he's not. They go to the left side to Grossman. Grossman down to Yoder. Yoder stripped away by Hatch. Oh, they're going to call a reach-in foul. Nope, they're going to call a foul on Yeager. Hatch had the clean steal. Yeager with a little push on it, they said. And that's what made Yoder lose the ball. Third team foul on the Warriors. First one on Yeager tonight. So he's doing a good job of staying out of foul trouble. They go left corner to Harrison. He starts to drive. Comes all the way to the rim. Hangs in the air. Leaves it a little short. Yeager goes up for the rebound and he's going to get called for an over the back. I think he had a hand on the back of the Logger player. That's going to be his second personal foul just like that. He used the back hip of the Logger defender to help lift himself up a little higher. They go right corner. Three-point attempt, no good there. Rebound missed by Yoder, and Yeager with the rebound ahead to Blake. Blake steps through, misses the shot. Had a tough shot there, but had a nice step through to get himself a look, and just lost it on the way up. Might have been partially blocked there. 29-12 Warriors. Top of the key, Banal swings it right side to Grossman. Now on top to Harrison, back to Grossman. Now they go opposite side to Gray. Try to reverse it again. This time White picks it off. White in the open floor, takes it all the way in with a left hand. Misses. Blake misses. Ball tipped loose. I think that's going to be Logger ball. That was a nice effort by the Logger player to get up and I think maybe get a piece of that shot by Sam White. A great effort. Tommy Jackson in. Kodiak Yeager out. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. 6:45 to go, second quarter, 29-12 Warriors. Hatch gets a tip, another tip by McNulty. They finally get the ball reversed to Grossman. He traveled, and they caught him doing it. He wanted to do a little jump stop and an awkward kind of move there and ended up shifting that pivot foot. Warriors ball on the turnover. White with it. Walks it across half court, swings it to Hatch on the right wing. Hatch works his way around top of the key, goes to Blake. Blake fakes the 30-footer, gets the defense to bite on that. I've seen Zach hit those in practice. He's got that range when he's messing around. Hatch, right side, 23-footer, no good. Ball tipped, and Harrison comes out of there with it. Harrison wheels and deals his way up across half court through some traffic. Now meets the top of the zone and swings over to Gray. Gray back to Harrison on the right side. Harrison starts to drive against the zone. Leaves it out for Banau. Banau misses. Nope, he gets the bounce. Gets a friendly bounce on the three. Lucas Banau with his first basket of the game, the six-foot senior. Blake, left angle. Swings it all the way over to Hatch. Hatch gives it to Sammy. White with it. Looking for a screen from Jackson. Gets it. Gives it to Blake. Blake fakes the three. Drives baseline. Draws a couple of guys. Kicks it out to McNulty. McNulty over to White. White penetrates in. Jump stop. Shuffle pass to Jackson. He is fouled going up. Nice pass by Sam White. Found Jackson cutting to the basket. When you penetrate the zone, you're going to almost always draw more than one defender. When you do that, if your teammates are cutting to the open locations that are vacated by the defenders, they should be open for a shot. And that's exactly what happened there as White penetrated in on the right angle, got in deep, about 10 feet from the basket or less, drew the defense, and Jackson just cut right to the front of the rim and a nice pass from Sammy to find him. Jackson misses the first free throw. One more. 5:28 remaining, first half, 29-15 Warriors. Jackson misses a pair. And that's not what you want to see. Harrison brings it up, a little hesitation. Picks up his dribble, reverses it to Gray at the top of the key. Extended, now left side to Grossman. Grossman goes baseline, but Gray wasn't looking. Nelson with the steal, ahead to Hatch. Hatch takes it all the way in, lays it up and in. Brian Hatch with a nice explosion of the basket there. He gets his first basket, and a timeout taken by the Loggers. 31-15 Warriors. I think this is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. 5:04 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors with a 16-point lead, 31-15 over the Scio Loggers. Loggers 1-4 on the season. Warriors come into this 5-0. Looking to push their record up to six straight. Winner of this will play the fifth-ranked and 6-0 Umatilla Vikings, who I think are a legitimate contender this year. They got some size. They've got great speed at the guards. The only thing I saw them lacking was some outside shooting. Harrison inside misses on the offensive rebound putback. Ball's loose, scraped up by Gray. Stolen by Zach Blake. Just picked his pocket, and Blake takes it right to the rim and almost gets the dunk, but not quite, and lays it in. Just had the fingertips there on the rim. Blake with 13 in the game. No, Blake's got more than that. He's got 14 in the game, I believe. I'll give you an accurate total here in a second. It might be 16. I don't know what it is. Hatch with a rebound on the miss for the three by Gray. Hatch brings it up. It's 16 for Blake. Now he goes baseline, lays it up, misses. Got hit. No call on the drive. Nice aggressive take, though, by Zach to get to the rim. Just laid it up hard. Knew he was going to get hit and just couldn't finish it through the contact. Grossman and Harrison play some catch. They swing it right side to Gray. Gray reverses it to Grossman, shuffles it to Yoder. Yoder lays it in. Good ball reversal there by the Loggers, 33-17. Hatch drives baseline, throws it to Jackson, cutting right down. His shot blocked by Harrison, who's got some hops on him. Got up there. That's Harrison's second block. Hatch comes from behind on Gray, knocks it away. Gray gets it back to Harrison. Harrison gets in the lane, hangs, twists, no good. McNulty with the rebound. Stumbles a little bit. Now ahead to Nelson on the left side. Nelson drives, throws it out in the left right corner to Hatch. Hatch for three, no good. Ball tipped. Nelson would have had it. Jackson tipped it right over Nelson's hands. 3:20 to go. Warriors up 33-17. Gray to the foul line. Leaves it for Harrison. 22-footer left side. No good. Rebound in traffic. Blake. Blake comes wheeling out of there. Pushes up the right side hard. Forces the Loggers to hustle back on defense. Swings it at McNulty at the top of the key. Nelson calls out what he wants from the sideline. Joe and Zach playing some catch there. Zach by the Warrior head. He kills the play. Nelson calls out something different. Zach didn't like what he saw out there. Gives it to Jackson out on top by the top of the circle there. Now to Nelson. Nelson, the hatch. 2:40 to go. Second quarter. Nelson left wing. Now to Jackson. Jackson swings it to Blake. To Hatch. Hatch fakes the three. Steps into 18 feet and buries it. Nice under control shot by Brian Hatch. And it's getting a little old with the net. Just too good of a shooting team here. It'll change next half because they're not getting that at all at this end. Josh Ward into the game. Giving a break to Zach Blake. So it's Ward, Jackson, Nelson. About as one of the bigger lineups you'll see the Warriors put out there with Hatch and McNulty at the guards. Little catch out top for the Loggers. There's a tip pass. Harrison comes down with it. Harrison working on McNulty on the right side of that zone. Gives it to Lefebvre. Lefebvre now trapped. Gets it back to Harrison. Harrison drives baseline. Gets right to the rim. Fouled by Jackson. Harrison finishes anyway. He's got six. Garrett Harrison's a good athlete. Just a sophomore, but has great extension. About a six-footer with good hops and gets good extension. Still learning how to play the game of basketball, I think, in terms of when to shoot, when to pass, what's a good shot. Forces a lot, but bottom line is he's got some athletic ability to make some shots that other guys don't have. Misses the foul shot. Jackson high for the rebound. Always fun to watch those super athletic kids try to figure it out. Hatch to Nelson. Nelson fakes a three, steps in, gives it to Wart. Wart goes baseline. He got hammered. No call there. He's pretty frustrated going the other way, right in front of the official. Slusser just grabbed an arm. Wart pretty frustrated, but gets back on defense quickly. Doesn't let it affect his defensive end just because you're frustrated on the offense. Hunt to Benau. They play catch. Hunt puts up a three and hits it. Comes right off the bench, and Healy Hunt hits a three-pointer. 5'11 junior. 35-22 Warriors. Hatch going to get a reach-in foul called on the drive. That's going to be the fifth team foul on the Loggers. Warriors also have five. That's on Hunt, his first. Kodiak Yeager getting set to check back in. Yeager in, Jackson out. So it's Yeager, Nelson, Wart, Hatch, and McNulty in the game. Starting backcourt on the bench. Hatch, right corner, out to Nelson. Nelson will play the point here and reset the offense. Goes right side to Hatch. Nelson cuts through. Hatch looking for something. Nothing there. Goes back to Nelson at the top. Nelson penetrates in to about 8 feet. Misses the jumper. Yeager high for the rebound. He'll back it out. Swings it left side to McNulty. McNulty to Nelson. Nelson goes low post to Wart. Wart goes right corner. Hatch for three. No good. Wart battling. He's going to get called for a loose ball foul. Good effort by Josh. Going to pick up his first foul. 16 found the Warriors, but just 59 seconds left to go in the first half. Lefebvre brings it up. Walks it across half court. Warriors still in a 2-3 zone. Harrison, right corner, back to Lefebvre by the Warrior head. They're going left to right here in the first half. Lefebvre finally goes down in the corner, but now drives, tries to throw it to Hunt. Tipped by McNulty out of bounds. 38 seconds left to go, first half. Decent crowd for a Friday night non-league action here. Some tournament stuff. But now drives, picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Lefebvre. Lefebvre to Harrison. Harrison, easily their best athlete, most dangerous player on the floor for them, to Hunt. Hunt works off the right, picks up his dribble, gives it to Lefebvre. Lefebvre drives, four guys collapse on him, and Josh Wart comes out of there with a steal. 15 seconds to go, first half. Nelson brings it up to play for the last shot, up 13. They go in the corner. Jaeger for three. Rims it, won't get it. Nelson, offensive rebound, put back by Jason Nelson. He's got four. Good hustle there by Nelly. And that'll be the end of the first half. With the score, Amity 37 and Scio 22. Warriors are up 14 after one, up 15 at halftime. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. I'll be back after this message. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter, up on the clock. And Warriors with their starters back on the floor. Parr, Jaeger, Nelson, Blake, and White. And it's going to be Logger Ball to start the third quarter. Warriors up 37-22. Officials are trying to get the floor cleared, get some parents and grandparents off the floor over there on the far sideline. Here we go. Harrison inbounds it to Gray. Gray back to Harrison. It's like a 1-3-1 zone for the Warriors with Jaeger on the top of it. Harrison swings it to Gray on the left side. Now down in the corner to Grossman. Back to Gray. Jaeger just misses a steal there. Down to Yoder in the right corner. Yoder trapped there. Ball slapped away and stolen by Nelson. And then out of bounds off of a Logger. Warrior basketball. Good job by Nelson to get the steal there. White will trigger things in for the offense here. Swings it right side to Jaeger. Jaeger right in front of Coach Nelson there to my right. There's a lob. Jaeger, lob hit the rim, so Jaeger couldn't finish it. They like to start the second half with that and have yet to connect on it, but it's kind of a fun play to try. Gray, left angle, picks up his dribble, swings it back to Harrison. Harrison penetrates in, throws out in the right corner to Yoder for three, and he hits it. Yoder leaning into a three-pointer. He's got five. 12-point game. White to Blake. Blake, high post to Jaeger. Turns, 15-footer, strong on that one. Harrison with the rebound. Harrison throws it to Gray. Leads him away from the defense with that pass. Good job there. Gray goes in the left corner. Grossman for three. Hits it. So just like that, they come out, bury a couple of threes, and we've got a 9-point game, 37-28. That's the problem with the zone. If guys can hit outside shots and they're willing to move the ball, they'll get those looks. White, top of the key, three. Bingo! Sammy White knocks down the three from about 22 feet at the top, and it's back to a 12-point lead. Harrison and Gray bring it up the floor. Harrison to Gray at the center circle. Works left, drives in, throws up an awkward shot. Couldn't finish it. White throws it ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger in against Harrison. Harrison blocks the shot. Harrison's got three blocks in this game. He has some excellent hops, and he's a quick leaper, too. Gray with it. Over by the Warrior head. Cross-court pass to Grossman. Back to Harrison. Harrison drives. Foul line. Loses the ball. White with a steal. White coming out of traffic. Accelerating. Fakes one way. Gives to Jaeger. Jaeger fakes and then leaves it short on the spin. He faked one way, spun back to his left shoulder, and left the little jump shot short there. Grossman goes baseline, shuffles it to Benau. Benau misses, and the rebound, a long one, comes out to Blake. Blake in transition, swings it to Jaeger. Jaeger, a little hesitation, a little too casual, misses the shot. He's pretty frustrated on the floor. Grossman with the rebound. 40-28, Warriors up 12. Jaeger has failed on three straight possessions to finish at the rim there. Gray to Harrison, 22-footer top of the key. Barely grazes the rim off of White's head, and Parr gets the rebound. Brings it up the left side. White, or Parr, pulls up on the baseline. Misses the 15-footer from there. Too much quick shooting here for the Warriors. They got to settle down and run some offense out of that transition. Gray gets it across half court. Bounce pass over to Harrison. Harrison and Gray play some catch out there now. Gray back to Harrison. And three in the key. But now, cutting back and forth, didn't get out of the key on his cut. And they're going to replace Yoder with Slusser. And meanwhile, the Warriors are going to take a timeout here. It's going to be 30 seconds, so we'll stay right here. Kind of a little bit of an awkward start to the third quarter here. Loggers hit a couple of three-pointers, and the Warriors struggle to score at the rim multiple attempts. Blake had 16 at halftime, hasn't scored yet in the second half. In fact, the only score this half has been Sam White with a three from the top of the key. Meanwhile, for the Loggers, they've gotten a three out of Grossman and a three out of Yoder. A couple of guys that are not high scorers. Harrison is their athletic guy. The other guys are just kind of fillers who take whatever falls into their lap, kind of whether it's an open shot on the outside. A little conversation there between Grossman and Jaeger coming out of the timeout. Not sure what that was about. Grossman trying to explain something to Kodiak. And Kodiak really not interested in having a conversation about it. Warriors moving around the top now. Going to the high post to Jaeger. Left side to Blake. Blake fakes the three. Goes baseline. Kicks it back out to Nelson. Nelson on the left wing. Gets in to the foul line. Misses the 12-footer. And Benal with the rebound. Warriors with another good look there. Nelson got inside the key just below the foul line. Just a little strong. So they've missed a couple of shots from there this half. Gray with it at the center circle. Warriors playing man-to-man now. And that should be a travel. Good job by Sammy to close out on Grossman. Grossman thought he was going to shoot. Sam closed out. He decided he wanted to pass and just got his toes off the ground on that shot and then pulled it back to try to make the pass, but that was a travel. Parr swings it left side to Nelson. They go high post to Jaeger. Baseline to Blake. Blake lays it up and in. Zach Blake with a nice cut. An excellent pass there from Kodiak Jaeger to find him on the baseline cut against that zone. There's a knockaway. We're going to have a reach-in foul, I think, on Parr from behind. Trying to knock the ball away from Slusser. We got Hunt and... Who's the other one coming in there? Hunt and LaFever coming into the game for the Loggers. They inbound left side of the key on the baseline. LaFever bounces it into Grossman. Grossman powers it up, misses. White with a weak side rebound. White pushes it up the left side of the floor, now slows it down about 25 feet from the basket and works his way in. Top of the key, swings it right side to Nelson. Nelson goes baseline on the pass to White or to Parr. Parr shot blocked by Grossman coming from the side. Parr never saw him. He was looking at Slusser, and Grossman came, helped off of that side of the zone and blocked the shot. Harrison, high post to Grossman. Harrison back to Grossman, misses the three. He's got a really awkward-looking shot, kind of has to reach out from his body and push it. White with a long rebound to Blake. Blake squares up for a three right side, a little short on that one, and it goes out of bounds in the right corner. 42-28, Warriors up 14. Pretty flat third quarter here for the Warriors. So they're going to turn up the pressure. Going to trap in the full court here and try to change that a little bit. Man-to-man pressure with a trap there on the first pass. Harrison now getting trapped on the right side by the Warriors. There's a steal by Nelson. Nelson in the open court takes it in and lays it in and draws a foul on Harrison. Harrison went up for the block and got a piece of Jason's wrist instead. The ball went through the rim. Harrison with a great effort, though. Boy, that guy can get up. Nelson with the basket. He'll go to the line to shoot. One free throw. Try to get an old-fashioned three-point play here. Nelson buries the free throw. He's got seven in the game. some subs into the game here. Blake going to get a break and going to get Josh Wardy and get a little more length in the key there. Warriors up 17 now. They're going to full court man pressure here. They get it into Gray, tipped away by Nelson. Gray gets it back. White comes across, wanted to trap, but Gray took a good angle. That should have been a travel, got away with it, drug that pivot foot a good 6 inches right in front of the official. Not sure how he didn't blow his whistle on that. Gray kicks it in the corner to Lefebvre. He dribbles it back out towards the top of the key to Hunt. Hunt with White on him. Works off a little rub screen, nothing there. White with a tip to Wart. Wart back to White. White takes it in, lays it up and in. Sammy White in the open floor. Nice assist by Josh Wart. Good open floor play there. Sammy getting down the floor very quick there. We're going to have a timeout taken. 30-second variety here by the Loggers. 47-28 Warriors. Nice little burst there to score some points in rapid succession as the Warriors extend their lead now up to 19. They were up 15 at halftime. 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. White with 5 points here in the half, 8 in the game. Blake hasn't scored this half, or has he? He has scored this half. He's got one basket, so he's got 18 in the game. Nelson now up to 7. Parr has 6. Yeager, 4. Hatch, 4 in the game. And for the Sio Loggers, nobody with more than 6 points. That's Garrett Harrison. Harrison's a nice athlete, though. He's one of those kids that's kind of fun to watch because you never know what he's going to do. Not a great shooter, doesn't really take the outside shot at all. But athletically, I'd say he and Nelson are probably the best athletes on the floor. In terms of a combination of quickness and leaping ability and explosiveness, Harrison being asked to do a lot more than Nelson. Harrison a little bit bigger than Nelson, probably an inch shorter and maybe 10, 15 pounds heavier than Jason. Jason, of course, state champion high jumper last year, second place the year before. He's looking to defend that this spring. Gray dribbles left, pulls up, elbow jumper, no good. Yeager with the rebound to White. White looking to push. They're running well here. Gets it to Nelson in the right corner. Nelson goes baseline. Finger rolls it up and in. Nice job slithering around the defender, Harrison, who tried to take the charge. Nelson would have none of that as he just kind of worked his way agilely around Harrison and finger rolled it up off the backboard and in. Warriors up 21, biggest lead of the game. Harrison drives right, gets down low, forces the shot. No good. Yeager with the rebound. Yeager, bounce pass ahead to White. Double bounce pass out to the left corner. White loses it. Nelson comes up with it. Dribbles it to the right side. Bounce pass to Parr in the right corner. Back to Nelson by the Warrior head. Lob it inside to Wart. Wart turns, goes up with the left hand and lays it up and in. A nice little rolling left hand hook shot there from Josh Wart. His first basket of the game. Warriors up 51-28. Lefebvre with the ball. Gets it to Harrison. Harrison to Gray. Gray works off a little rub screen, goes in the corner to Lefebvre. Lefebvre starts to drive. White with the steal as he tries to get it to Hunt. White will take it right out. Hunt crosses over with the left hand and lays it up and in. Little smooth crossover there from Sammy White. He's got 10. Gray working on Nelson. Warriors up 25 now. Gets it to Harrison. Harrison gets it across half court just in time. Works past Yeager, gets in, and draws a foul as he takes it hard to the rack. I think it's going to be on Wart. It is. That's his second. McNulty going to come in. 27 seconds left to go. Third quarter, 53-28. Only 3 fouls in this half. So this one's clock's been running pretty quick. Harrison knocks down the first one. That's his first point of the second half. 7 in the game for the sophomore. Yeager out, Nelson out, McNulty and Jackson in. Second one for Harrison, up and bounces it around, no good. Wart didn't box out, just used his length and didn't end up getting the rebound. It got tipped away, but Parr chases it down the corner. White crosses over on Lefebvre, now throws it over to Parr. Parr down the right corner to Wart, back to Parr. Parr swings it out to the center circle and White, and they'll reset the offense. White stops, takes a three, no good. Wart was out of bounds when he touched that rebound, and so it will be Logger ball with 4.6 seconds. Coach Nelson talking to Sammy about, hey, you don't have to take the 25-footer. You could have taken a dribble in, gotten a 21, 22-footer, got a better look there. 4.6. They get it into Hunt. Hunt working on White. White trying to make him run out the clock here. They get it to 1 second. They can't get it off. Nice job by Sammy and Tommy Jackson to prevent a shot there at the end of the quarter. So after three, the Warriors take a 53-29, 24-point lead. Going into the fourth quarter, you're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back to Amity High School. Warriors leading the Sal Loggers 53-29. Pretty easy game for the Warriors so far tonight. Loggers were down just 14-10. The Warriors put a big run on to build a 26-12 lead. And then again in this quarter, the Loggers cut that 15-point halftime lead down to 7 or 9. I can't remember. I think it was down to 9. And then the Warriors put a nice run on and got it back up to 24. McNulty into the game, along with Hatch, Jackson, Wart, and Parr. Parr, left angle, looks at the three, goes back to McNulty on top. McNulty swings it right side to Hatch. Hatch, ball fake inside, back to McNulty. Now swings it to Parr. They go inside to Wart. High post, spins back to the right hand, lays it up and in. He gets such a nice extension on that. And they don't have a shot blocker down there to be able to do anything about Josh once he catches the ball in the low post. Good fundamentally sound move. Took his time. Executed it well. Went back to the right hand after faking with the left hand. They dump it inside to Benau. Now they swing it back out to Gray. Warriors up 26. Looking to try to double them up here. They can. Gray, right angle, 15-footer, no good. Nobody boxing out, but McNulty chases down the rebound. McNulty working through some traffic there. Still going. Hooks a pass over to Hatch. It was tipped by Jackson. Hatch to Parr. Parr, three-pointer, left angle, short. Wart with the rebound. Throws it out to Hatch in the corner. Hatch back to Parr. He'll try it again, same spot. This time he buries it. You can't keep Tyler Parr down. If you give him two looks from the same spot, he's going to make one of those for sure. Parr makes it 58-29 lead as the Warriors do double him up. Harrison with a running hook shot, kind of a hook lay-in down the right side, got Parr on his hip and drew the foul, so Harrison will go to the line to shoot two. Parr's third foul, I believe. If my memory serves me right, it is. Third on the Warriors this half. Just one foul for the Loggers in the second half. Harrison hits the first one. He'll look for his 9th point here if he can bury this one. Tristan Smith going to come in the game here at the next dead ball for the Warriors. Harrison hits them both. Smith coming in. Gets Parr. So Smith, McNulty, Jackson, Wart, and Hatch on the floor for the Warriors. Warriors basketball. McNulty brings it up. Bounce pass on the high post to Wart. He goes out to Hatch on the right wing. Go back into Wart of the high post. Now out to McNulty, top of the key. Not very good spacing there for the Warriors. Need to work on that. Now they go back to Wart at the foul line. Dribbles left. Keeps going down. And he's going to be three in the key on Jackson. Jackson kept waiting for Wart to do something with the ball. And Wart was dribbling. Jackson got caught being a spectator with a foot in the key. 6:15 to go. Fourth quarter. Warriors up by 27 points. Harrison on the curl screen, or the curl roll to the basket, misses a short one. Jackson with the rebound to Smith. Smith in the corner. McNulty looks at the three, doesn't shoot it. Now flips it to Tristan. Tristan baseline 18-footer, hits it. Tristan Smith with his first basket of the night. Maybe his first basket of varsity action this year. I don't know. A nice little 18-foot jumper, caught it in rhythm. Nice pass by McNulty to get it right back to him. Got that zone working. Hatch with a steal out of the high post on Yoder. Hatch accelerates in with the left hand. Can't make it. Jackson tips. He's fouled from behind. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Good hustle by Tommy. Way to keep that ball high. One of the things Coach Nelson talked about that Tommy's been doing really well. He gets that rebound. That ball never came down at all. He kept it up there, shot it once, and he was going back to get it again if it wasn't for the foul. Jackson to the line for two. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. And he's 0 for 3 now. Leaving that one short. Barely got it to the rim. 5:38 remaining fourth quarter. The Warriors will face the Umatilla Vikings tomorrow. That will be their biggest challenge of the year. Umatilla, very athletic, extremely quick guards. They run the floor extremely well. Jackson misses another one. They rebound well. They play good defense. They get after you both ends of the floor. They've got some length, a lot of athleticism. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Lefebvre dribbles right, hits a cutter on the baseline. That is Benow, and he's fouled as he puts up the little floater. I think Wart just picked up his third foul, and Coach Nelson wants a 30-second timeout. So that's Josh's third. We got a 30-second timeout taken by the Warriors, so we'll stay right here. So Warrior girls will tip off 5:15 tomorrow is what I believe I have here on the schedule. And they will be playing the Jervis girls, who had about a 30-point win over the Umatilla girls today. So that game will be the first one that we have on the air tomorrow. 5:15 tip-off there. And the boys, we are going to hold on to win this one, I'm quite certain. And they will play roughly 6:45, 7 o'clock, something like that, after the girls' game. So, hey, if you're in town, you can make it down. Please come down and support the Warrior kids. Both teams are a lot of fun to watch, and both filled with a bunch of very coachable, good citizens within our school and community. Appreciate the job both Coach Nelson and Coach McShane do with these young people. Benow hits the first from the foul line. 4 points in the game. He will have one more. Takes a bounce, flips it up there, and leaves that one short, gets his own rebound. Smith didn't get him boxed out there very well. Out to Gray. Gray misses a three. Jackson high for the rebound. Jackson gets it to Smith. Smith works up the left side, throws it to McNulty a little high, but he saves it. Back in off of number 25, that's Tibbs, and out of bounds. So good job by Joe McNulty to save that ball off of the defender's leg and get it back for the Warriors. McNulty flips it into Hatch out top. He'll set up the offense. Back to McNulty, left wing. McNulty, cross court to Smith. Smith looks inside, goes to Hatch. Hatch fakes the three, bounce pass to McNulty. McNulty and Hatch playing some catch out there. Now they go high post to Wart. Down low, Jackson, the basket and the foul. Tommy Jackson finishes for his first points of the night there. Great pass from the Josh Wart at the high post. Drew a lot of attention, saw Jackson. Saw the defense in that zone collapse towards Wart, left Jackson available down on the right block. And Jackson going to get his fifth free throw of the night. He, by the way, is the only Warrior to have shot foul shots tonight except for Jason Nelson, who's 1 for 1. Nobody else has shot one. Jackson, 0 for 4. Warriors, 1 for 5 as a team. Jackson makes that one, finally. So now they're 2 for 6 as a team. Jackson 1 for 5, and he's got 3-point play the old-fashioned way. 4:51 to go, and we've got some garbage on the floor over there. I think the official stopped the clock. He's going to give him back the ball, Sile, on the sideline. Gray gets it to Lefebvre. Lefebvre double-dribbled, got away with it. Penetrates in. And he's going to draw a foul, I think, on Jackson. Lefebvre initiated all that contact. Nope, it's going to be a Wart reaching in. That's his fourth. Josh may foul out of this game if he's not careful. .438 left to go, fourth quarter. And that's the worst foul shot of the night right there. Lefebvre banked it off about the top of the square, and then it caught the front of the rim and missed. He'll have one more. Second one bangs off the front of the rim, and he misses. Wart gets high for that rebound. Hatch ahead to McNulty. High post to Wart. Low post to Jackson. Out in the corner to Tristan Smith. Hits Hatch for a left angle three. No good. Wart with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Josh Wart doing a lot of good work inside. Having a hard time with the fouls, but a great offensive rebound and putback there. Hunt pulls up at the other end for three. No good. High for the rebound, Brian Hatch. Hatch throws it ahead for Wart. Wart lays it up and in. Nice pass, Brian Hatch. Excellent vision there, Wart. Because of the quick shot, hadn't even got back on defense yet. He just turned around, took off down the floor, and Hatch found him without anybody having to point it out. It was just good vision by Brian. Grossman for three, no good. Hatch takes it out of the air on the air ball, pushes it up the left side. Brian in his element now, wheeling and dealing, leaves it for McNulty for three. Good! Joe McNulty for three. He got a little smile on his face after that one. 70-32 Warriors. Timeout taken by the Loggers. This is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break also. Warriors up 70-32, 3:37 to go in the fourth. We're on KLYC McMinnville, and we'll be right back.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Warriors basketball. Well, it'll be Loggers basketball, actually. The Warriors just scored. It's going to be Loggers basketball on the far sideline. 3:37 left to go in the fourth. Warriors more than doubling up Sio. It took them a while to get their offense on track, but about 3 minutes into the third quarter, they just turned it on. And for the last 8 minutes, it's been all Amity Warriors. High post action. Tibbs with the ball. Hands it off to Harper. Harper loses it. Ball's on the floor. Wart picks it up with a steal. Wart bounce pass ahead to Brian Hatch, and he lays it in. So Wart returning the favor to Hatch on the fast break assist. Hatch gave him one. Wart gives him one back. 72-32. Handoff from Tibbs to Hunt. Hunt starts to drive, gives it to Harper. Harper puts up a three, no good. Rebound, McNulty tips it. Jackson comes down with it, gets it back to Joe. McNulty up the floor to Hatch. Hatch, spot up three-pointer, looks good. Is good! Brian Hatch gaining some confidence, the best he's played this year. Playing under control, making good decisions, and showing the talent that he has. Brian can flat out shoot. He can handle the ball. He's got a high basketball IQ. He just has a pattern in the past of trying to do too much and getting a little out of control, trying to force things, rely too much on his skills and not enough on his teammates. And he's showing he can play within this offense and really be a factor. Slusher down low misses. Jackson with the rebound. Jackson ahead to McNulty, 2:20 to go. McNulty left wing, crosses over, gets it tipped away, gets it back to Smith. Smith puts up a 24-footer, no good. About 3 feet too long. Might be a little out of Tristan's comfort zone, but he was open. Harper with the ball. Goes high post to Slusser. Slusser double dribbled, got away with it. I don't know how you don't call that. They get it down low. Wart with a block. Can't save it. He was stepping out of bounds. But a great block by Wart on Tibbs. I don't think Tibbs will be bringing that ball back in. Wart not only blocked it, but came down with it. Just trapped it on the top of the shot. Brought it down, but had a foot on the baseline. Tibbs in the left corner. Jackson on him. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Hunt with it on the left wing. Slusser pushing on Wart down low. Both of them about 6'3", 6'4", somewhere in there. Slusser maybe an inch lower, but about 40 pounds heavier, 50 pounds heavier. Now he powers his way across the lane, but they don't get him the ball. Lefebvre with it, and he's fouled on a reach-in by McNulty. It's going to be Logger ball on the far sideline. That's McNulty's first foul and 16th foul on the Warriors. So Warrior basketball or Logger basketball on the far sideline. 75-32 Warriors, up 43 in this game. This is a single-digit game in the third, early in the third quarter. The Loggers hit a couple of threes. Hunt right side, pulls up, misses the 15-footer. Wart with the rebound. Hands it to Smith. Smith, top of the key. Over to Hatch, back to Smith. Swings it to Jackson at the left angle. Jackson, back to Hatch. Hatch now, they play a little catch. Jackson puts up a three, no good. Wart going to foul out of the game, trying to get around Slusser. Josh walking towards the other end, but Josh needs to walk towards the sideline because that's going to be five on the big guy. So they will. Josh still isn't aware that that's what's going on. Wes Street are going to come into the game. He gets a little round of applause just for getting off the bench. Streeter in, Josh out. Josh a little dejected, a little bummed that he fouled out. But, hey, he's giving him a good ride tonight. Josh with 8 points, a bunch of rebounds, a block shot or two, and a couple of nice assists. So a good night for the freshman overall. Didn't really do any damage until the second half. But part of this big run that they put on was Josh Wart. Slusser hits the first one. 5 points in the game for the big junior. They list him at 6'4". I'd say 6'3", but probably about 250, 260. Big kid. Second one, short. Jackson high for the rebound. Tommy does such a good job of high-pointing the ball. Streeter in the corner. McNulty for three. No good. Streeter battling. Streeter with the rebound, just like a fullback in the traffic there, coming down with the ball. Hatch, right angle three or right corner three, and buries it. Brian Hatch under control, showing what he can do. Hatch now with 12 points in the game. I'm going to say that's a varsity career high for Brian. Brian, a junior, dynamic running back in football, excellent tackler, very hard-nosed kid. Slusser down low, gets the lay-in up over Jackson. Nice lob down there. Slusser with 7 in the game. 20 seconds to go in this one. Streeter fakes the three back. They swing it now around to McNulty. McNulty, Hatch, 12 seconds to go. Streeter in the corner, goes down low to Jackson. Jackson, he won't run clock. Gets in too deep, back out to Streeter. Streeter to Hatch. Hatch will put up another three and buries it. Brian Hatch with 3 seconds left hits another three, and 15 points for Brian Hatch in this game. A great shooting effort by the junior. And that will be something that will build some confidence for him going forward. We'll be right back after this message with some final scoring totals for you. Warriors win 81-35 over the Sio Loggers. This is KLYC.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors with a huge win, 81-35 over the Sio Loggers. Not a big surprise, just did what they were supposed to do. Took them a while to get on track. Middle of the third quarter, Warriors really pulled away in this game. This was a, if I remember right, a 9-point game about 3 minutes into the third quarter. And from that point on, the Warriors just absolutely pummeled the Loggers on both ends of the floor. Warriors were led tonight by Zach Blake with 18 points, 16 in the first half. Brian Hatch with 15 off the bench. White with 10. Jackson, 9. Wart, 8. Parr had 9. Missed him in there. 4 out of Jaeger. And 3 each for Jackson and McNulty. And a basket for 2 points for Tristan Smith. So a lot of scoring balance for the Warriors. Put 81 on the board, and out of those 81, only three guys in double digits and nobody over 20. So good balance for the Warriors tonight. Loggers had a couple of guys with nine, Harrison and Slusser, and that was those were their leading scorers. So good win for the Warriors. They'll play tomorrow night against a very, very good Umatilla Vikings team. Make sure you are here to join us. Girls will tip off against just lost my whole train of thought there. I apologize. We'll tip off against Jervis at 5:15 tomorrow. Make sure you're here. If you can't be here, be on the radio with us. It's a good night to be a Warrior fan once again, wherever you are. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.